This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bless this gathering and make us from the people at the end of the gathering. They will be told, get up, all your sins are forgiven. آمين يا رب العالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال الملك ائتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين ولأجر الآخرة خير للذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون.
We finished last week by ending the story of the wife of the Aziz admitting to the crime she has committed, the seduction of the attempt to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, when she said, Al-ana hashas al-haq, now the truth is clear. And she informed the king that she was at fault. Similarly, the other woman admitted that Yusuf alayhi salam did not do anything wrong. Now, after he has interpreted the dream, remember the first time when Yusuf, the king sent the man to ask Yusuf about the dream, Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream, but he did not leave the jail. And he told him to go back and tell the king to clear my name first, then I will go and meet the king. So this is the first actual meeting between the king and Yusuf alayhi salam. They never met before. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ, and the king says, bring him to me. Bring Yusuf alayhi salam to me. He noticed, he's a king, he noticed that this man has great manners, has the ability to interpret dreams. And we know that kings at that time, they want And they love to be surrounded by people like this. So whenever they need something, they will find them right there, fulfilling whatever they're asking for. So he said, go and get me, bring me Yusuf alayhi salam, astakhlishu. The first time the Malik, what did he say? وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. First he said, bring him to me. He did not know Yusuf yet. This is in Ayah 50. In Ayah, the one we're studying today, Ayah 54, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصْهُ لِنَفْسِي. Bring him, I want him to be strictly, solely for me. يعني, I want him to be mine, under, always with me, from my muqarrabin, the people who are around me. When he interpreted the dream, and he saw from his akhlaq that he does not want to leave the jail. Who would be in jail for 9 years? And you would tell them, yalla, get out, you're free. And he would tell you, no. I want to clear my name first. I would definitely, everybody would say, let me get out of here. Now, these days, we could imagine how bad are the jails. Can you imagine? And don't think when you sing a jail of the USA, think of a jail in Syria. Think in jail in Jordan, in Egypt. Huh? These are the jails that you will get out from there, if you get out from there. There are jails in Syria that if they take you there, may Allah protect us from the jails, no one will know where you are. Well, at the band al-Azra, not even the blue flies will know where you are. You're done, khalas. So if jails of these days are like this, you could imagine the jails of that time, and for 9 years, and you get the release, and you say, no, I want to clear my name first. So the king was amazed by what kind of akhlaq is this? Somebody got the release, and he said, no, I want to clear my name first. So now he said, I want you to bring him to me, astakhlishu li nafsi. I want to keep him with me, my right-hand man. قَالَ وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصْهُ لِنَفْسِي. To make him solely for me. Subhanallah. Now this is a lesson here. It's very important. Please lend me your ears and your heart, inshallah. Whenever you are going through hardship, whenever we are going through hardship, the shaitan comes and make us despair from the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And not only that, the shaitan comes and make us have su'i dhan billah. The shaitan comes and make us have evil assumptions about Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is he doing this to me? I pray, I never harmed anybody, I'm a kind person, I donate, I fast. The shaitan comes and make you feel that Allah is wronging you. Listen, this story, there's a major lesson for anyone who's going through that. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. Allah will get you a way out from sources, wallahi, you've never, ever expected. Never expected. And this is the biggest dalil. This is the biggest evidence. Allah made the king dream a dream and made Yusuf alayhi salam the only one to interpret the dream and made the man go to jail to meet Yusuf to tell the king after 9 years that there's a man in jail who can interpret your dream to get Yusuf out. This is no way could happen on a human level. Allah made the king have that dream. So Allah will get you a way out no matter how complicated things you think they are. No matter how much you think that things are so complicated, Allah will definitely get you a way out. But you have to have complete trust in Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just a period of time. He's testing my patience. He's testing my iman. Because no matter how big is your problem, what is your problem? Huh? How hard is the solution for Allah? How hard is the solution for Allah? What is it? You're in debt $1 million? What's $1 million to Allah? You have cancer. What's cancer to Allah? You have problems with this, problems with that. What is that to Allah Azza wa Jal? It's nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can solve anything. Anything. Ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ala kulli shay'. Kull. Everything. Allah is capable of solving or doing or creating or anything. This is the iman. This is aqeedah. So Yusuf alayhi salam, subhanallah, 9 years in jail. And last time, subhanAllah, we mentioned, he did not even tell the guy, now you come and remember to ask me a question and you forgot me for 9 years in jail. You did not even tell your king about me. Now, because you wanted to interpret a dream, he never mentioned that. What kind of akhlaq is this? Allahu Akbar. And he's the one who gave him the glad tidings that you will be saved and you will be alive and your brother, your friend will be dead. SubhanAllah. And he forgot the guy. And he never mentioned it. This is akhlaq. So, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, did not tell us, oh, someone came and brought Yusuf and he's not. Immediately, Allah tells us that he's right there, Yusuf alayhi salam, talking to the king. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ He's talking to him right now. قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ He told him, now the king is telling Yusuf alayhi salam, this day you are established from Makana, from Tamkeen, you are established, khalas, you are mutamakkin, and you are trustworthy. You are trustworthy. Now, we learned that, subhanAllah, every trial that Yusuf alayhi salam went through, the trial after that was bigger. He was in a peaceful home, he went to the well. He went from the well to the palace. He went from the palace to jail. He went from the jail to the mansion of the king. Everyone was tougher than the other. And don't ever think, ya akhwan, that when you're going through hardship, number one, don't think that there will be no solution. There will definitely be a solution. And at the same time, this is not the end of hardships. There will be another hardship. And the more your patience is, the bigger is the reward of the other hardship. Look, love at home, well. Mansion, jail. Jail, big mansion, bigger mansion. So the more you are patient, the bigger is the reward for your patience. This is the stories Allah mentioned in the Quran and gave it a chapter by itself for a reason. So, قَالَ لَدَيْنَا قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمِ لدينا is very strong. Not عندنا, لدينا, يعني to us. مكين أمين. Now Yusuf عليه السلام has this trust of the king and as if he is going to tell him, what can I do for you? As if Yusuf عليه السلام is telling him, okay, you got me out of jail, you trust me, what can I do for you? And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني that day that Yusuf came to the king, that morning Yusuf was in jail. That night he was in the palace. يَعُزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ So one day you could wake up depressed and very sad, and the end of the day it would have been the best day ever happened to you. That happened exactly to Yusuf alayhi salam in one day. يعني, like the Shaykh said, he said, يُصْبِحُ عَزِيزًا وَيُمْسِي ذَلِيلًا أو يُصْبِحُ ذَلِيلًا وَيُمْسِي عَزِيزًا You could wake up in a very depressed mood, and at the end of the day, Allahu Akbar, Allah could switch everything in your benefit. فَلِمَاذَا قَالْ فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهْ وطبيعي أن الإنسان لما يأتي إلى إنسان يصير بينهم حديث لماذا أظهر الله قضية الكلام بينهم لأن الإنسان سبحان الله الله why did he mention that فلما كلمه why didn't he tell him immediately like this style of the Quran usually why didn't he say وقال الملك أتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين Why did he say فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ And when he spoke to him. SubhanAllah, like we always repeat. The Quran, every word is there for a reason. When you deal with somebody, without meeting him is one thing, and when you meet them is something else. Sometimes you see someone and you respect so much until they open their mouth. When they start speaking, what? They're not making any sense. They sound like, you know, vulgar. Subhanallah. Here, not only he heard about his honesty and his akhlaq, فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ, when he is confirmed that even when he spoke, still he proved even more akhlaq and more trustworthiness. Did you understand? Like the story, very famous story, I don't know how authentic it is, about Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he was sitting with his students and he was giving them his dars. And it happened that day that his leg was hurting. So he took permission from his students to extend his foot. Okay, so because usually it's not respectful to extend your foot in face of anybody around you. So he asked permission from the students if he can extend his foot because it's hurting. So he extended it and he's giving the class. And then a man walked in, big beard, looks like the Haiba. He looks like very influential, big time. He looks like, you know, alim. So Imam Abu Hanifa put his leg back, and the man sat down. So the Imam started explaining in the lesson. He said, when the sun sets, that means khalas, you break your fast. So the man said, this man who's honorable, he said, Ya Sheikh, what if the sun did not set? He said, it's time for Abu Hanifa to extend his foot. It's time for Abu Hanifa to extend his leg. What if the sun does not set? What kind of question is this? So similarly, when somebody speaks, then things change. Subhanallah. So فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ, when he spoke to him, Yusuf alayhi salam, his akhlaq was even confirmed more that he is a gentleman. He is an honest man. Now, after he spoke to him, immediately, subhanallah, the king, ya akhwan, remember, he was a king, immediately he told him, إِنَّكَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. He immediately gave him a huge authority and made him from the muqarrabin. And he said, look at this, إِنَّكَ تَأْكِيد, إِنَّكَ 100% you will be from the close people to me. Yani, the order has been taken, and no return. That's it. I decided that you will be from the closest people to me. Now, here where Yusuf alayhi salam immediately answered, قَالَ اجْعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. قَالَ اجْعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. Yusuf alayhi salam, make me in charge of the treasures of the land. He asked for a position. Now, how can we reconcile between Yusuf alayhi salam asking for a position and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not ever ask for imara? The ulama are of three opinions. One saying that it is okay to ask for a position, leadership position, and they use this as a dalil because Yusuf alayhi salam asked for the position. The other group said no, this is haram, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whomsoever ask for a position, don't give it to him. And many, many other hadith. The third, which is the one that is closest, is which is called the tafsil. Yajuz, it is allowed for the person to ask for a position if he knows that he is the most qualified person to do that job, And there's no one around him that can do a better job. He's not doing it for personal benefit. And this is what Yusuf alayhi salam did. This is what Yusuf alayhi salam asked. He already interpreted the dream. And he asked for something he is very well aware of. And we know that Yusuf alayhi salam is very concerned about the people. So he asked for the position, yani the what we call now the minister of finance. What we call right now, what Yusuf alayhi salam's job was the minister of finance. He's responsible for everything that has to do with wealth, with money, with finance. He wants to make sure that all the people are getting their fair amount. He is, like we said before, he's very concerned about the people. Prophets are more concerned about the people than their own selves. If that's the case, it is allowed to ask for a position. And the dalil, what did he say at the end? Inni hafizun alim. Look at these two names, the two characteristics that he spoke about himself. He said, I am hafiz and I am alim. What is that? What does that mean? Hafiz means I will protect. Hafiza, Allah is the Hafiz, He will protect you. Say Allah Hafiz, right? May Allah protect you, right? I am Hafiz, I will protect that harvest, that wealth, I will protect it, I will guard it. And Alim, and I know how to handle the distribution in a fair way that everything will be just. Those two characteristics are needed, not only, you see, when we are looking for someone to work for us, we only look for experience. We do not look for akhlaq. If we noticed whether it's here or whether it's with Musa alayhi salam, what did the woman tell her father? What did she use? What two characteristics did she use? Qawiyun, Amin. Oh my father, hire Musa alayhi salam because he is qawi, personal, and Amin. Okay? Qawi is when it comes to the job. Just like here, he said Hafiz. But the Amana, both is common between both prophets. Right? For someone to be trustworthy is as good as being expert in his field. Both of them together will make a great worker, great employee. Both together. He has to have experience in the field that he is working in. Plus he has to be Amin. He has to be a person that is trustworthy. That's why when you ask anybody in the retail field, they would tell you it's extremely hard to find a trustworthy person. And at the same time, he is very smart. Either very smart and he will rob you, or very honest and he has no clue how to run the business. If they are both together, he will open his own business, not going to work for you. Very hard. So, inni hafizun amin. I will guard and I will make sure that everybody is getting the proper share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately moved and said, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is how we gave authority to Yusuf. Al-Ard here means in the area where the king was ruling. He has been given the authority wherever the ruling of the king was taking place. وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. اللَّهُ أكبر. And we gave authority to Yusuf in the earth, so he can do whatever pleases him. Allahu Akbar. In the morning he was in jail. In the evening he was in charge of everything. And some of the scholars said he had so much authority because the king, you know, the king is not aware of all the details. He has more authority than the king. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change your hal from one hal to another hal in fraction of a second, ya akhwan. But the most important thing is to have complete trust without a speck of doubt that Allah will do it. Allah will do it. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we give our mercy to whomever we please, and we never allow the reward of the muhsineen to go in vain. This is the second time Yusuf alayhi salam has been called from the muhsineen. Your ihsan will never go to waste. Never, ever. Even if the reward was delayed a little bit, but don't ever think that your ihsan will go to waste. Your ihsan with the people, your ihsan with anybody will never ever go to waste, ya akhwan. Take advantage, like we said last on Sunday. Take advantage of every moment and do as much good as possible. And, مثل بقولوا بالعربي, اعمل خير وكب بالبحر. Do good and throw in the sea, in the ocean. You never know when it will come back to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. وَإِنْ تَكُنْ يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Surah Luqman, even if it was a mustard seed, I will bring it. Don't worry. It will come 100%. Allah لا يضيع. إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ. Surah Al-Kahf. إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. We will never waste whoever do good. Sometimes we do a lot of good and we see what's happening. You know, we do a lot of good and we say, I'm not seeing the fruits. Ya akhi, you are walking, you are talking, you are seeing, you have your kids playing around with you. You have narrowed all the blessings to some financial difficulty and you forgot the billions of blessings that you are drowning in. Subhanallah. When we are tested with finance, subhanallah, how we lose it, ya akhi. It's the worst thing, more than wealth, more than anything. It shakes us a lot, even though it is guaranteed just like death. Just like death. You will never die without getting the last penny. Subhanallah. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The Minister of Finance, now he was assigned the Minister of Finance. Now he is the most powerful minister in all of Egypt. But at the same time, Allah ended this part of the story. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even if you do not notice, Allah definitely will give you something in this dunya as a reward. But even if you do not notice this reward, there is something hidden for you for the akhirah, and you do not know about it. Definitely, there's something for you in the akhirah. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. And it's not even equal. It is way much better than what you think. You know, Allah Himself is hiding something for you. So it's beyond our imagination. We cannot, لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Nothing, this brain, we cannot even comprehend things that are happening right now with new discoveries. We cannot comprehend them. Oh, next year, 2018, you will be able to go to Mars. Wow, go to Mars. You tell this to my grandfather, he will go get a heart attack. We cannot comprehend it. How can we comprehend what Allah has for us if we cannot comprehend what people are doing? Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told, indeed the reward of the hereafter is even better. But for who? For those who believe and have taqwa. This ayah and the whole story of Yusuf alayhi salam shows us the same motive over and over. One of the main motives of the story is that righteousness will always save you. Righteousness will always save you. Turning to Allah and living a good life will always bring about blessings. No matter how hard things are, especially these days, if you want to practice your deen properly, if you want to do the sunnah way, you might be criticized, you might be called names, and you become even stranger doing the right things, subhanallah. But keep in mind that nothing goes to waste with Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah make us from the mu'mineen and the muttaqeen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah ta'ala, as usual, tonight is the night of Friday. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And please come to Fajr tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. inshallah. And this is the most beloved salat to Allah azza wa jal. For the brothers who came today at Fajr and stayed till the after the halaqah, they got a present, which is a beautiful hat for the winter. And if you do not come to Fajr, you do not get gifts. So come to Fajr, you get a gift for dunya and akhirah. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.